I want to talk to you now about Hebrew poetry. Fortunately, most of our modern Bibles print poetry as poetry and prose as prose, and it's very important that they do. For example, prose is printed like a newspaper column with no gaps between the sentences, and every bit of space is filled, and the unit is the paragraph. So that's prose. But poetry has lots more space in it, much shorter lines, and is set out in verses. And the basic unit is the verse and not the paragraph. Now, why should that be important, prose and poetry? And why is it important to have a Bible that shows you the difference? Because English poetry is a little different from Hebrew poetry, so it doesn't always appear as clear to us as it should. When God speaks in prose, He is communicating thoughts from His mind to your mind. But when He speaks in poetry, He is communicating His feelings from His heart to your heart. So that should be a real key to unlock the Bible for you. When you read poetry in the Bible, you should be asking about the feelings of God. And there's a tremendous lot in the Bible about God's emotions. God is a very feeling person. And we affect His feelings every day. This day we may make Him sad or happy or angry, so that we are affecting God's feelings constantly. And in fact, what we feel about God is not nearly so important as what He feels about us. So it's important to study poetry and prose. And I'm going to speak about poetry now, because in the next talk we're going to look at the Psalms, and after that Job, so we need to understand a bit of poetry in Hebrew thinking before we go any further. Most of the prophets write in poetry, spoke in poetry, which means that they were really speaking from the heart of God about how God was feeling. And that's very important. You see, you can be too intellectual in your study of the Bible. You can just get nice thoughts from it. But you need to feel God's feelings as well as think His thoughts. And the Bible communicates His feelings in poetry. Now, prose is a more normal, natural form of speech. When we talk to each other, we use prose.